KCB is on a radio field trip to Wheatland, the home of our 15th president, James Buchanan. Our tour guide is the one and only Tom Englert, who is versed in all things historical when it comes to Lancaster County. He is a tour guide here at Wheatland, historic Rockford, and downtown Lancaster, and a retired elementary school teacher. We could not have asked for a better tour guide. Good morning, Tom.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
Who was James Buchanan?
James Buchanan was the 15th president before Abraham Lincoln, and he was the first president from Pennsylvania.
How did he come to Lancaster?
After graduating from Dickinson College in Carlisle, he was only 18, came to Lancaster to read the law. That's how he became a lawyer. So he read the law for 3 years with lawyers and passed the bar in 1812. He was born west of Lancaster in Franklin County, right next to the Appalachian Mountains at Cove Gap.
He later came here to Wheatland. Did he have the house built?
The house was already built. It was owned by a friend of his who lived in Philadelphia. It was about 20 years old when he bought it, but he really liked it. He was living here before, during, and after he was president. He actually owned the house for 20 years.
He is known as our only bachelor president. Can you talk more about that?
Yes, he was the only one that never married in life, but earlier in life he was engaged to a young woman whose parents didn't agree with him, thought he was after her father's money, and sadly they broke off the engagement and he never married because of that. He thought, well, I guess I can be more successful being a brother and an uncle and a good son to my mother and father. Since he never married, like several other presidents, Jefferson and others, had another woman take that position, and it was actually his young niece who he adopted when she was 11, but she's now 27 when they're in the White House, and she would run and maintain the social end of the White House for those 4 years.
Can you share some James Buchanan or Wheatland fun facts with us? There's so many interesting things when you come on the tour.
One of the fun facts is he loved animals. He had a huge Newfoundland named Laura. Somebody said Laura slept with one eye closed so she could see what was going on. His niece had a little lap dog named Punch, but they didn't get along. They were too different. He also enjoyed having parakeets, canaries, and believe it or not, a friend from California sent him two bald eagles. He kept those on the back porch here at Wheatland, and every morning they would let them go and they would fly around and then they'd come back at night to sleep in their cage.
We're on a KCB radio field trip to President Buchanan's home, Wheatland, and now a song about our 16th president who followed James Buchanan, Abraham Lincoln. Happy President's Day weekend from the Kids Cookie Break. We'll be back with more from Tom at Wheatland.